is 9:02. I will go ahead and call the April 17, 2019 Building and Standards Commission meeting to order. We do not have the minutes. Brittany was out sick, so we were going to push approval of those until the next meeting. The second item on our agenda is to elect a chair and co-chair.
All right. So we have a nomination for chair.
What are we doing?
I'm good with Blake going ahead and doing it.
Okay.
For the chair.
Nomination and second to vote.
Second.
Who nominated?
I nominated.
Steve, I second.
Seconded.
All right.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Any opposed?
All right. Now we need to elect a co-chair.
All right. We have a discussion or a nomination for co-chair?
I don't have a problem doing it, but I miss so many for trying.
I don't have a problem doing it.
Oh.
I nominate Gary.
I'll second that.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, same.
That pays so more, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
Double.
Good. Okay. Yeah. All right. First item we're going to start with is property 316 Marengo. So due to some paperwork mishaps, we request to bring this property back to the agenda. First, to vacate the previous penalties ordered, and then recommend 30-day order to ensure all parties receive notice. Then we can move forward and reassess penalties.
I move that we vacate the penalties at the 316 Marengo Street property.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Now we need to bring it back on, correct? I move that we declare this property substandard and accept it before this commission.
I second.
All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Same.
Can we have somebody to speak on behalf on this property? Yes.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. We never could get a clear title because I had one
sir,
brother.
Sir, could you state your name?
Thank you. No way to get a clear title because there's too many siblings scattered around. Could not sell it. We don't plan on fixing it up. All my sisters and brothers are in their 80s and they're on fixed income, and we're not going to do nothing with it. We just can't afford it. So whatever happens, happens.
Okay. What was...
And I'm the only one that can get out of the house. That's why my name is on this thing now.
Okay, so you have no intention to do anything with it whatsoever. You don't want to sell it. You don't want to...
I'm sorry?
You don't want to sell it. You don't want to repair it.
What did he say?
He's asking if you want to... You don't want to sell it or repair it at this point.
No, ma'am. Sir, I'm sorry. No, sir. We just want... Get rid of it.
Well, the issue is you did want to sell it, correct, but you couldn't get clear title to it. You wanted to sell initially, but you couldn't get a clear title. Is that correct?
I never could get a clear title. I had one brother that was wild, and there's so many siblings around.
Okay. Well...
Can you get all of your siblings and the heirs on that together to sign off on it?
Never did find all of them.
You can't get all of them to sign off?
Never did find all of them.
Is there no way?
Some that's legitimate and some that's not legitimate.
You know, I mean, I don't know, but is there no way to publish something in a paper or something, and if people don't respond, is that a thing? And I'm not trying to give legal advice by any means.
We do post the agenda.
No, for him.
Oh, for him? I can get with the city attorneys and see if there's anything else we can find out.
Any way that he could at least get clear title to it so he would be able to at least get some money out of it if he was interested?
No, I can get with the city attorneys and see if they can assist us with that.
I mean, they could probate the estate and get all the heirs and ad litem appointed to represent those heirs, but nobody wants to put out the money to do
right,
that.
Right, okay.
Right, that's right. The issue. In this case,
and that's previously why we actually assessed the penalty the last time. So that looks like the waiver was likely going to happen to see.
All right.
Okay.
So here's the situation. This property needs to be addressed. It needs to be cleaned up.
I say that we're all on fixed income and up in the 80s, and they just don't have no money to do that.
What are our recommendations here from you all?
The contractor mowing the property today, so it'll at least be mowed. I can get a contractor to pick up the junk and debris. It'll just be more liens placed on the property. That's not an issue with us.
But I think the best bet is probably just go ahead and assess it. But give us 30 days. We can make an order. You guys make an order and give us 30 days and then next meeting.
All right. Okay. So then in that case, I'll go ahead and entertain a motion.
So
go ahead. If you want to, go right ahead.
Yeah, I'll try. I motion we grant the property owner 30 days to, I don't know what to say, to complete repairs. Complete repairs. Sorry, I got to talk this way. To May 15th, 2019.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same. Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right. The next two properties are new properties that we're presenting. First one, 506 Mitchell Avenue. Call is number 1904-1414. Initial hearing today, April 17, 2019. Go through some pictures here, and we have somebody to speak on this property as well when you're ready for that. Report from the inspectors?
We have generated a repair list, but we met the owners and generators' repair list and got it in their hands. Yeah, it's.
The inspectors have dealt with this property on several occasions, including junk vehicles, junk and debris all over the property. When we posted, the house was vacant. There was missing roof tiles. Minor cracks in the covering, there's no soffit, installed up under the heat, broken windows, took out all the debris. So because this property was substandard,
I'll make a motion that we declare this property substandard and accept it before this commission.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Okay. We do have manual. What's your name?
My name is Luisa Salamanca.
Manuel Salamanca, Senior.
What are your plans for the property?
Well, we got a permit from the city, and they told us what needs to be done to the house. So we're doing everything. I have the list here, and we're doing everything. We already did the windows. If you look at it now, it doesn't look like anything that it looked before.
Sure.
But anyway, we're going to fix it to where, you know, y'all want it, and then we're going to sell it.
Okay.
How long do you need to fix it?
What's that?
How long do you think you'd need to?
How long do you think you might need his part of here?
No.
3 months, maybe? What do you think?
I'm planning to do it myself, if it's possible. That's what it's going to take me longer. I already started. I got all the cabinets. It doesn't show there, but all the cabinets in the kitchen, on the bottom one side, I already took it out. Pull the carpet, start painting, and at the roof, I was going to leave that for the last, but I think I was going to go ahead and weather gets better. I'm going to hit the end. I got a question about that tree right there. When I cut it, it's going to go to the neighbors. There's no way I can hold it this way.
Can the city do it?
Did I need to report to the other side of the owner's telling that I'm going to go on the other side of the fence and cut it or something? That's all I need to do. Okay.
Is it possible you can finish it in 2 months?
I can try it.
Nice.
We're going to remodel the whole thing, so it's a big job. It's not like just what you finish it, because we're going to set it. I'm doing redone the whole thing inside.
Mm-hmm. See, we're both retired. Lowering. We're both retired.
Lowering and everything else.
Excuse me, y'all. My conversation with the owners whenever I was out there to make the repair list, that's what I'd recommend is going 60 days instead of going 90. And they might have it done in 60. And if not, we go another 30 and get it finished.
Oh, okay.
My thing is, if you get it done in 60 days, but we give you 90, you can't do anything until 90 days. So if it was finished in 60, you couldn't put it for sale until 90.
Okay. You understand what that's saying? Okay, they're going to give us 60 days, okay. And if they're finished, they can extend another 30 days. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that sounds pretty good. 90
yes,
days, but we'll try to finish in 60 days.
Okay. I will entertain a motion. Yeah, I'm good with it. Yes, sir.
They tell us their plan for the roof repair, how it's going to do there. They're going to remove all the layers that are there and have
them. Sure.
Complete roof replacement.
Do you understand what he's saying?
No. What's your plan for the roof?
The whole thing. Take the two layers, and if it's any rotten plywood or whatever, I'm going to replace it. And whatever, once I pull up the two layers, I gotta find out what it is there, and then I just replace everything.
Okay, I make a motion that we give the owner 60 days to June 19th, 2019 to complete repairs.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? 60 days, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
That's it.
All right. Next item, 741 North Robinson. It's another new. It's cause number 19-041413. Initial hearing is today, April 17, 2019. This is a property that code has been dealing with for a couple of years, trying to get them to clean up, sent several citations. You want to speak on that? What do you have on?
This property is constant complaint, nuisance issue. There's so much stuff stored on the property. It's actually leaning up against a neighbor's house. So that's obviously an issue. We've issued 3 citations for junk debris, 1 citation for a junk vehicle, and the tenant, Kevin Sheffield, has an attendant court. He had a court hearing yesterday, spoke with the municipal court this morning. So my tickets and a couple more he's gotten from Cleveland PD are now a warrant. The issue with Mr. Sheffield that I have found the past couple of years is that he'll clean up some, but it's never enough. We try to make contact with him, knock on his door. Even when his truck is there, he won't answer the door for us. We really haven't had any resolution with this property. I know Terry sent notices as well for the same issue that I've sent notices on, but he won't respond to the fire department or the market.
Is this the tenant, a tenant, not the owner?
Correct. The owner, the first time I sent a notice to him and made contact, he said that he was ill, and this was a relative of some sort, I believe a nephew or something like that, and that he would tell him to clean it up, but he didn't make him do anything, and basically what I was told. But this property gotten so out of hand, we had to try to post it to get something done on the property, either by the property owner or the tenant.
This property has been a problem for years before this tenant. Actually, whoever the property owner doesn't, it is rendered very well. We've got a long history. The owner has contacted our office. Once again, he's always taking the chance.
I'll make a motion that we declare this property substandard and accept it before this commission.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right.
Next property, 405 Dixon.
Wait a minute.
Sorry.
There's nobody here to represent it, right?
No, yeah. Sorry.
Okay. And they've already been sent several notices, correct? All right.
I motion that we grant the property owner 30 days until May 15th, 2019 to complete the cleanup. And if the cleanup is not completed, we will recommend fines moving forward.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Now we'll move forward with the next. 405 Dixon, calls number 19032011, initial hearing March 20th, 2019. We have Mr. Charles Jester here to speak on this one. Oh, let me see what the inspectors. Inspectors, go ahead.
We have had Scott's cleanup that taken place. We have been in contact with Mr. Jester within the last couple of weeks. There's still a lot of biggest problem with this one is a legal owner. We don't have anybody that's come forward that is a legal representative. The lady who is someone that has the first lease a couple years ago, she's got a grandkid, but we don't know where the will was or at probate or where.
We have not made a repair of this. We've never been in this.
Okay.
Charles, excuse me. Charles Franklin Jester.
Morning.
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 You were going to work on getting, trying to figure out the air. So
yes.
Have you cleared that up yet?
I found the deed to it. If that'll help. The two boys that moved into the house and did all the stuff that messed the house up has the deed though, and they offered to give it to me anytime I wanted, and so I plan on going and getting it since we leave here. And it still needs lots of work, but I plan on cleaning it up and painting it inside and out, and getting it prepared to live in it. You could live in it, but I'd hate to be the one that did it right now. So it needs to be brought up quite a bit.
Having a deed was to be property.
You're asking if having the deed makes a difference on working on the property?
Yeah. I actually
Yeah, the deed is to Ms. Lussman. Okay.
So they're going to transfer ownership to you? Yep.
That's what we don't know. I mean, she was the person that's owned the house the longest, like 25 years, and then my son was living in it when she went to the nursing home, and he lived in it for about 10 years, mm-hmm. and he's been in the hospital, and he ended up dying about a month ago. Mm-hmm. And so that's... that's when I was thrown into this, but I didn't know anything about it just recently. And whenever I saw what they were talking about,
Jeff let some people come live in the house to pretty much
my son
throw all
was
his stuff out on the curb and trying to help them out.
Yeah, this lady came down from Oklahoma with five kids. It was a grandma, and told Jet that she didn't have any place to go, and she was just. And Jet says, "Move in here for a couple of weeks or 3 weeks," and then it really went down. And so they finally left, and you see what was left in. And but anyway, we've got them all out now, and we plan to clean it up, fix it up, either sell it or give it to.
If we have the legal right to do that.
Yeah, maybe that's what we're going to
get. You don't know if you have, you don't know if you're going to own the house.
No. And we wonder how you go about finding out if you, I don't want to spend a bunch of money on a house that I'm not going to have anything to do with.
Right.
But it's going to be a pretty good expense to get this house where it needs to be.
Say,
I would live in it.
Did you say you were going to meet with somebody today?
Yeah, I'm going to
get here.
Well,
these
we're going to try to find them.
Yeah, I'm going to their house. And they came to my house all the way in Arlington and told me they had the deed. They just didn't bring it with them. I wish they had them. And I said, okay, well, I'll come and get the deed. And so I've called them two or three times, and they've been at work and so forth. And so I told her today we're going to go over there and find it and get the deed. I didn't know if we needed to have the deed or not, you know, but. I'm going to get it because they say, you know, it's your deed, your son. He was good enough to let us live here. And so
who was on the tax rolls as the owner now?
Yeah, the deed is in Miss Fussell's name, and she's deceased.
And she has no next of kin that we know of.
That's it. Yeah.
That's it. Okay.
So, you know, she has no immediate relatives. And he's a grandson.
Okay.
And that's it. So.
Do you want to?
I mean, obviously, yeah. The legal part's got to be worked
out.
I mean, see if they can even sell it.
Yeah.
At some point, before y'all put a bunch of money into it, a bunch of work into it, we also need to get in it and make a repair list. But I don't know if we need to do that before we find out if y'all can even sell it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of where we are.
I know we have concerns that the gentleman who was staying there that is still there, his car is there. So I think that the commission, they should order anyone that's in there to be vacated out if they're not supposed to be there. And then the house needs to be secure. This is a house that the police department and myself have to go to pretty often because of drug activity and other criminal stuff. So I think it needs to be secured where no one can get into it, and then or vacated and then secured.
So that's kind of our issue here. We can't order anybody to secure the property if we don't know who owns the property to secure it.
I had been there twice and asked them to move, and they assured me this last time we're out. We're fine.
Can the city secure it?
The city can secure it. You don't want us to secure it.
Okay.
So what if we got the city to secure it, order them to vacate, and then give him 30 days to check
figure
ownership
out if he can own
and
it.
Then to get a repair list?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
what I was looking for, that list.
Got 30 days to see if they can have
yeah, if you can.
Plan to find ownership.
All right, so let's do this. See if we can put this into one motion. So I move that we grant 30 days to allow the city to vacate the property and secure it and allow the prospective owner enough time to determine whether or not they can claim ownership of the property.
Get a repair list.
And get a repair list generated.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? So if you do in the next 30 days, manage to find that you can claim ownership of the property, get with the inspectors, let them inside. They'll get a repair list generated for you, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
All right?
Appreciate
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you,
sir. All right. Next item, 907 Euclid. Cause number 19032010. Initial hearing March 20th, 2019. Do we have any report from the inspectors?
This property obviously is recently posted, and they are, I mean, they've got a crew working on it. They had the new windows there late Monday evening, the last time I went by it, installing them. There's some damaged windows in it. Our recommendation is the progress that they're making so quick is to give them 30 days. And we ought to be able to get this one finished, I would think.
What's going on with the sewer?
I went into the backyard when I was there Monday evening, and I saw no signs. There's a low spot right in the middle of the backyard, but it just from the rain, it wasn't really holding water.
Okay.
I went to the alley when that's where all the sewer lines run in those neighborhoods, and I saw no sign of it. Now, that don't mean inside the house not being used, as far as it might surface again, something like that.
I know. Okay. On initial inspection, the cap was off of the clean out, and there was a large amount of sewage in the backyard, and I don't know if that was because it was being used at the time, since this is vacant right now, or what it was, but it was enough to smell and observe it on the ground.
Okay.
That's the case. They just, like, it's on all of our repair list. If you get a licensed plumber, we put it on there to check all plumbing. It might mean that if it can't just be run and repaired that way, you know, unstopped, just to replace the main sewer line. But that is on the initial repair list, to make sure all plumbing is working properly.
We have someone to speak on this property. Damaris?
I'm Damaris Gonzalez.
Good morning.
Yeah, the inspector said, today is paint already. We replaced the roof. We put water to check everything. In the backyard, the problem was people open something. Just was open. But we already fixed that.
Okay.
And not electric problem, nothing at all, because I have light. And the only thing I believe has to finish is the living room to finish paint. That's it. And a small little thing.
The exterior paint, y'all?
In exterior, they already finished. Okay. They sent me pictures. They sent me pictures last night, last evening.
Okay.
What we could do on the sewer, we could go and pull a clean out and have turn a bunch of water on in the house, turn tubs on, and see if it was going to back up, see if it was running. That's the extent of what we could do. That'd be, you know, for us to test it.
Okay.
Other than that, it would have to have a licensed plumber to check it and make sure. And that is, there again, on the repair list, the person don't have to do those kind of things. And that would be the recommendation, to have a licensed plumber check it and make sure that. But that would be the only issue, I would guess, with the house, more than likely, is the main sewer line.
Okay.
So you say 30 days to complete? That's what you think would be your recommendation?
If it's painted, when I was there, as you can see, late Monday evening, I don't know if they got it completely painted yesterday. I know the roof was done, the windows, they had that one double hung window that they were getting ready to put in. They were already putting another one in, so I think the windows are probably good if it's painted. I mean, I hate to hold them a whole 30 days, but I don't know, not having seen it painted and finished on the inside.
It has to. The living room has to finish. He told me it's different people who is painting inside from outside, and he's kind of slow. That's the reason why he didn't finish it. But he told me, when I talked last night with him, he told me he need to finish the living room.
How long do you think it will take to finish everything?
I hope 1 week.
Richard, are y'all okay if we I mean, would you be able to go out and verify the paint and?
I could do that, but making sure that we get a licensed plumber to check that, and I don't know if we've had have we had a licensed electrician check the electrical on it yet, because that's something that has to be done. Also, there were some issues with the panel on the back. I don't know that it needed to be changed. It just needed some attention.
We connect electric. I called to the always we see a problem. They say we cannot.
Typically, you know. On one like this, if we get something in writing from an electrician, per se, a plumber, and say, look, it was checked, because it's really all we can do, and it's either that or.
She feels like they could finish in a week.
I think it being a rent house, we need to be sure to make it.
Yeah, I want to sell the house. I really don't want to hold
the house.
Okay. Yeah.
I make a motion we grant the owner 30 days until May 15th, 2019 to complete repairs.
I don't have to be here, right? Because of that time, I'm not going.
I don't think she has to be here.
Me and we get out there and I see it.
Okay.
It is done. I'll let the commission know that I'll speak for you.
Okay.
So you won't have to be here as long as you. If it's all done, contact me that week before, like we talked about before,
okay.
The Friday before the meeting. Now we'll do that.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right, 30 days. Thank you.
Okay. Next item, 558 Sabine. Cause number 1902-2008. Initial hearing, February 20th, 2019. We have a report from the inspectors.
After the last meeting, I met the property owner at 558 Sabine. We looked at, of course, obviously, they've gotten rid of all the junk vehicles, the transmission, all the stuff in the backyard. What we looked at was the installation of the privacy fence, the accessory buildings, and a porch that is built on the back part of the house that's basically baling wired together and kind of attached to the house. Those were the issues that we talked about at the last meeting. After I met the owner and showed him, of course, the picture will come up here in a minute, but one of the accessory, right there, accessory buildings got plywood just nailed across the front opening. They were told to expect for the plywood to be taken off, have doors installed. The siding of the accessory structures repaired, and the fencing would be addressed. And we were by there Monday. Basically, none of it. None of the things were done that we talked about.
Right.
We have Mr. Chavez. Selma, sorry. Sorry, looked at the wrong one.
Hi, I'm Chemo. I'm the owner of the property. 558 Sabine. I was there with Terry and we talked about it, and I just came a few minutes ago from over there. I was actually last week. He tried to put the post fixing the fence slowly, and can give him a little bit of time. I think it will get done. And the wires on the patio and the back, you see, he put screws on it, he said. So I think if you give him a little bit more time.
What are we referring to on the back here?
Actually, just the fence and the patio. Everything is cleaned up. Those cars you see in there, they are in the other property, not my property.
Yeah, that truck right there has fenders knocked off.
The truck just got an accident 2 weeks ago, and I talked to him about it.
The door leaning up against the tree.
You know, these ones, they are right there. All those fans, they're laying down, he cut them off, he's going to put posts on it, they're all in the ground. So he think he's progressing slowly, but, you know, he's one person working and living and kind of That's what we guys gotta decide. That's fine with me. Doesn't really matter. That's that much. But the point is, the guy is trying for his life. I mean, you know.
On the, he mentioned the patio, baling wire and so forth. Our recommendation would be,
just knock it off.
Just to get it off there. You decide if you want to put something back later, you can pull a building permit and do it and make it right. So as far as the patio goes, he could repair the fence, get it upright, but the patio cover probably just need to be removed.
And the doors on the garage, he said he was going to replace it.
Same thing. Yeah. Those can be replaced.
Okay. So we need to see some substantial movement. I remember looking at this one last meeting, and it, if my memory serves me well, it doesn't look too much different, with the exception of some of the vehicles that were gone. And the fence has had nothing done to it, correct?
Well, they've just laid down in the yard.
Okay.
Lay down, you cut them off so it can come evenly.
Okay.
He puts a post under them.
Last time he was going to have 30 days to meet with the inspectors and complete repairs. So,
okay.
It was meet with the inspectors, and he did do that part. Yes.
So we need to see some substantial movement here. We'd like to see those, you know, that door taken care of, that back porch taken care of, and that fence taken care of. I'm okay with 30 days.
Can you have it done by the next meeting?
There's no reason that what he's being asked to do can have done in 30 days, and we could.
Yeah.
30 to complete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good with that.
I'm good with it.
Make a motion that we give the owner 30 days till May 15th, 2019 to complete repairs.
Thank you.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Yes, thank you.
Next property, 435 Chase Avenue, cause number 19022005. Initial hearing February 20th, 2019. We have a report from the inspectors.
This property, they've already made very good progress right here in the beginning. We've inspected the first rough plumbing. They inspected the rebar for the foundation where they were going to pour a solid foundation. I'm sure that's done at this point. So just a matter of one of the gentlemen helping on this property done inspections behind before, and I think we'll keep making good progress. I don't know if it's one we're going to go 30 or 60 days on, because it is going to take a while, you know, to get it finished, but they make good progress this first month.
Okay.
We have somebody to speak on this. State your name.
My name is Victor Chavez, and I'm for this appointment. Just look at him.
He should have a repair list, because there was a repair list made, and the young man that I've been meeting with, obviously, he really, what we're asking at this point, how long does he think it's going to take him to complete it, to finish it?
He says honestly he doesn't know right now at this time, that there's a lot more work that's been done to the house. Currently is what he's telling me, that he believes.
I think we should go 60 days, because like I was saying, there's no way they're going to finish it in 30. But they've started the right direction. They got the building permits,
okay,
even the plumbing permits. So I say we recommend we go 60 days and see where they are in 2 months.
I motion we grant the property owner 60 days until June 19th, 2019 to complete repairs.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All right, 60 days.
He's explained to me that a lot of it already, you know, the process of getting that. Thank you.
Next property, 201 Madison, cause number 19-02-2003. Initial hearing February 20th, 2019. Look at the inspectors.
We did meet a representative from a mortgage company at this property, and we're able to get a repair list generated. At this point, I think we're just waiting to see what they have, what he has to say or as far as the plans. Okay.
We have a representative from the mortgage company here.
Good morning. I'm Jason Motley. I represent Colonial Savings.
Morning.
And I apologize at first for missing the first meeting. We have a national vendor that usually is supposed to notify us and go to the property. They failed to do that, so I would have been here. I met with Mr. Bromley, him, and right now, we do have a bid for all the items of that has to be fixed, which is basically rebuild the house. The bid's $130,000. We have filed an insurance claim with the former homeowners for the roof. It was denied. It took them 90 days to get back to us because, and then they said they already paid out to the homeowner. Over $15,000 to fix the roof. Company policy at the time is if the homeowner is current, which they were never behind, that they can cash the checks themselves and say the work's done. And that's what he did. He pocketed the funds. Mr. Bromley notified me in August that there's stuff in the front yard. He found me. He got through to me and said there's stuff all in the yard. And that's the first. They were still current at the time. They made all the payments until Mr. Hinkle died. And so this is a HUD home that's new. This is a HUD home, and so the interior, the repairs are not required to be done if it's like that at first-time vacancy, except for if there's an active roof leak, which this property does have. HUD said they came to me when I tried to get approval for the roof, because you want to fix the roof before you can get to the interior stuff. Otherwise, it's going to get mold and stuff like that. And they said we shouldn't have released the funds to the homeowner and go after him. And I said, well, the guy's dead. I can't go after him. And I sent him the death certificate and everything. So we do have two. We will be paying for the roof to get fixed ourselves. There's a discrepancy in the two bids we have of several hundred square feet, which is several thousand dollars. And so we should be getting that resolved in the next few days. And get how long does it take to get a roof permit? So we should start.
Basically, on all these things, we require a building permit based on the square footage, because there's so much other stuff that can go on the roof permit. Mm-hmm. Just be part of it. It don't take a day to get it.
Okay. Well, and the vendors, I can't guarantee you, but a roof should be done within 30 days. But with the way my vendors have performed so far, I can't guarantee that. That window that's broken will get boarded up ASAP, because they were just out there a week ago when they were preparing their bid for the 130 grand to replace electrical, plumbing, drywall, flooring, subflooring, foundation. We're going to go to HUD with all those other repairs and seek their approval for the funds, because violations supersede their normal policy, you know, city violations, HOA violations. So we're going to seek their approval. If they don't grant it, then that comes back on Colonial. What my intention is, if approved by management, is to obviously the roof's going to be getting worked on starting ASAP. We're going to tear down that wood fence, and I believe we're required to demo the sort of detached garage that's overhanging the neighbor's yard and sell it. And the HUD, to be honest with you, when $100,000 repair, it's going to have to escalate up HUD's chain of command, and it's a federal government, so it might take a few weeks to get that approval finalized.
Right. Well, that's a lot of moving parts.
It's a lot of moving parts.
It is.
All right. Well, I think this one we just need to track the progress. Really, what does the city feel comfortable with doing?
We're just happy we have a representative and a plan of action.
Mm.
What do we have to do to work with them to get the process started? I think once it starts, we'll be.
You guys are keeping it up at this point, though. You're going to make sure the grass is mowed and
yeah, not they, a nuisance. Yeah, they need to pick up the limbs better. I'm really upset with my vendors on this one. Just because what they're doing when they're mowing, they're not picking up the sticks and stuff like that. There's and like Coke cans. They're just miscellaneous stuff when you take pride in your work and they're not doing the best job.
Yeah.
Like that's the fence. So we're definitely going to remove that fence, okay? And me and Terry have been emailing each other. I'm keeping them up to date, so.
It seems to me like, and Terry, your recommendation, what, I mean, give him 60 days and do another status report. I mean, what he's got to do is going to take some time.
Yeah, that really makes, mm-hmm. that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know about right there, that corner of the detached garage. It's sort of connected. There's a hot water heater on the other side. So I don't know when we demo that if we're going to have to rebuild that part of the wall or not. It's unknown at this time. So first course of action is get the roof done and get that one window boarded up. And then I'm going to get with the government and go from there.
All right, I'll entertain a motion.
I motion we grant the property owner 60 days until June 19th, 2019 to complete repairs.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Thank you so much.
Next property, 606 South Walnut. Call is number 1901-1601. Initial hearing, January 16th, 2019. We have a report from the inspectors.
We really haven't seen any progress in the last 30 days on this. I do know this is one that they started working before they had acquired permits, and I believe on foundation and have even what I've been told is covered foundation, started decking inside the house, and it was never inspected. Well, I think we're really waiting to see, get a report from owners or see where we stand on it.
Was this the one that was looking into the zoning?
Okay.
There were issues because it being used for multifamily, what it had been used for and so forth. We were requiring, engineer drawings on everything with the foundation, the electrical on this property. No, as you might know.
They have an extensive list on.
Yeah, it's got an extensive.
They need to submit to us a complete set of plans for this, basically a commercial project.
Yeah, but weren't they first supposed to figure out if they were going to be able to use it like they anticipated? Okay.
Next, we have the owners.
Hi, my name is Victor.
Good morning.
We are working on the property. We're already done with the foundation. And in a couple of days, we're going to make an appointment, to come to inspect that the foundation has been done. And for the plants, we have people working on. I think we need like probably 30 more days, probably more than that. So we can submit everything to the inspectors so they can see.
Do they have a repair list? I'm sorry. They do have a repair list.
Okay.
Yeah, we have the list, okay. And we are working on that.
He said the foundation had been inspected.
That's missing to inspect. We got to call the make an appointment the next few days, so the foundation be done. You need to go there and inspect it.
You're going to call the city inspector?
Yeah.
Well, they can't inspect it if it's covered up. I mean, you've got all the subfloor in place.
Well, we need to call the company, they do the foundation, so they can take it out and you can get in.
Yeah, because, you know, I think we already submit the engineering report
for the foundation.
For the foundation.
We saw the plan.
The subfloor down, we're saying, so we need that, so we can actually see the
foundation. Is that or an engineered stamp letter saying they approved it per the plans that they were given?
Okay.
If they get that from the engineer that gave the engineer plan, then...
Then we're good.
Yeah.
And we give you the engineer report too, right? Or we don't submit
it? The initial engineer report would be what needs to be done, not saying that they saw what was done. If we get something that says they saw what was done and they buy it off, then we'd call the foundation good at that point.
Okay. So what's the next step? I have to...
You can talk to the engineer, and if you can get that a letter from the engineer with their stamp on it saying that they accept the foundation as it's repaired, or otherwise, then it's like you're talking about removing enough of the subflooring that we can look at it and inspect it and see that it was done per their plan.
Yeah, I can call the company.
That'd be the easiest way.
Yeah, we can fix that part. And for the plants, we are working on. So we just need a little bit more time.
I'd like to see the exterior of the property be maintained a little bit better. There's a lot of junk. It's a nice neighborhood. There's a lot of junk and stuff around, especially up underneath that carport and mowing. It's pretty high right now.
Yeah. We've already been cleaned up, I think, like a week ago, because you know the foundation that we were with was out. Mm-hmm. So we take probably like 7 to 10 trailers full to the dump. So we just leave those little things right there, but we can remove it. That's not big deal. That.
Yeah. Okay.
And mow the property.
Yeah, because it's rather large property, keeping it mowed really helping.
Yeah, so if we have the plants, we're going to start working, you know, everything right there by the electrician, but everything.
And y'all removed the Camaro that was there, right? The car?
I don't mean the property only 15 days and it's still there. You know, that time when I got the trailer right there, back in there, mm-hmm. I have a problem with that car to park the trailer and load it.
Right.
So if you can remove it, so make me happy.
I went by the other day and yesterday and I didn't see it, but if it is still there, I don't mind removing it.
And the paper for removing it is still there, but...
Yeah, the wet paper.
Okay, so we would just like to see that you get a letter of approval from an engineer, get that over to the city, get with them before, and make sure that they're regularly inspecting the property as you move forward, just keep it mowed, keep it cleaned up. I'm okay with 30 days.
Makes sense.
Okay.
So I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion that we give the owners 30 days to get either a stamped engineer inspection or to get the city to inspect it and to complete repairs and get the property cleaned up and mowed.
Okay.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye. Before you guys move on, I think on this property we had an asterisk by it to go to the bottom of the last page. Inspectors kind of felt like that on this one, we've already been dealing with them several months. We suggest to give them 30 days to complete all these items that is kind of the 90-day plan to get us a set of plan, how to repair that building structurally. It has walls that are bulging outward. We didn't know how they're going to repair that. Electrical plan, sprinkler plan, cover parking, have a package ready for us to look at in 30 days.
Yeah, this one.
Probably we're going to spend probably a year more than that.
How about this one? Oh, just for the plans.
Yes,
okay.
For the plans.
You just want to see the plans. You got to give us plans, financial ability that you guys can do it. The last one here, if those repairs are over $50,000, it requires a bond to ensure that all repairs are done.
So this didn't have to go through zoning first to determine whether or not it could be zoned as multifamily, as it wasn't, correct?
We looked into that initially.
I think that it was determined due to the year of the property being commercial that it was allowed to stay commercial, because it had something to do with the year and that it's always been a commercial property, so it's a non-conforming land.
Got it. Okay, so we would need to...
Okay. What about the sprinkler?
Well, that's part of the plan package that they need to submit to us.
That was going to be worried about it, you know, because it's the most expensive and you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, you know, if we can do something about it to avoid it,
something else we can replace it.
We can add something, you know, to avoid it, that fire sprinkler system. It's going to be more easy for us, you know, to finish out. Keep, you know, nice building like that.
That issue was discussed from day one with the original property owner, also with GBT Investments. We sold the property to these guys. That requirement was on the list from day one. Along with the engineered plans on repairs, electrical, parking, and the sprinkler system. It's been there since day one before they bought the property.
The sprinkler
system
is going to be part of the National Fire Code. It's not us just saying they have to have it. I mean, that's pretty
right.
Up to code.
And then building code. It's
so we would need to, how far did we get here? We need to amend this motion?
Yes.
Okay, so let's see if we can do this.
I don't know about the codes, you know. I don't know about the codes too much, because it's, I think it's an easy way to avoid it, to put, for, I don't know how you call that, you know, the,
fire extinguishers.
Yeah, fire extinguishers. Put it, you know, any size.
Lo que está diciendo ella. Es que eso fue uno de las cosas, requisitos, que desde un principio, desde el primer dueño, y luego cuando te lo vendieron, eso ya venía un requisito, que eso se tenía que arreglar. I was just telling him that, but Kayla said that it was a requirement, the sprinklers was a requirement since the previous owner, so that's something that they have to, because he's trying to say that they can take care of that by...
going to get rid of the sprinkler system and going to fire extinguisher. Just to explain under the new codes, under the fire codes, commercial building. Like that. Period. Okay. And we'll go give you those nuevos. We'll go give you those nuevos. Como es comercial, tienen que ser su requisito. Okay. That's good. So I'll go ahead and amend the original motion to read that we grant the property owner 30 days to. Provide a formal detailed plan of the work to be completed, a letter from a financial institution approving the required funds or other proof of funding for the project, to gather an engineer's letter of approval for the foundation, and to keep the property clean, mowed, and secured. And to complete the repairs.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Okay.
So for the next meeting...
You also need to know that the set of plans needs to be an engineer's or architect's sealed set of plans.
Yeah. And we're going to have another meeting, or...
Yeah, May 15th.
Mm.
Thank you.
Next property, 1202 Alvarado Street, cause number 18121919. Initial hearing December 19th, 2018.
This one, I was able to get inside of it. It was contacted by a new owner, and he represented himself as a new owner. Generated a repair list, gave me the code to get in the door, and emailed it to him. I believe he was in Florida. That's really all I know about it at this point. I think we have somebody here to speak.
Yes, okay. We have somebody here to speak.
Hi.
Hi.
Susan here, Keller Williams, third time. Hopefully the last time. It is under contract. Now, I'm curious about this because I wasn't aware that anybody else had made entry and made a repair.
Yeah, an owner contacted us. Said, I'd have to check down his name, but I was given the phone number and called him and contacted him, and he drew the code to get in the door and said that generate a repair list and email it to him. He said he was in Florida.
First I've heard of that. Okay. Long story short, there's a cloud on the title that they're having to clear up through the IRS. We anticipate close by the end of April. It is a handleable situation. One of the heirs has a tax lien. Therefore, it has to be cleared before we can complete the sale. We were due to close 2 weeks ago when we found out about this, so this should have already been handled. I will... get your card. I want to get with you after this and confirm who that was, because I was under the understanding my buyer is local. So that concerns me somewhat. However, we're, like I said, this should be the last time we have to come in here one way or the other. It should be closed by April 30th.
Once it is closed and sold, whoever the new owner is,
we'll proceed with it.
I do know that it was mowed 2 days ago. I think she that she had it mowed 2 days ago. Everything should be, the house is secure and still obviously not livable condition. I was under the understanding this was going to be a scrape off with the new owner, but I could be incorrect.
All right. I move that we grant 30 days until May 15th, 2019 to establish contact with the new owners and allow them to obtain permits and begin repairs.
I will make sure that you get the information of the correct new owner.
All in favor?
The sale is complete.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I don't have one handy, but I'm trying to get a other inspector to bring me one up here if you want to hang on.
Sure.
So I'll try to get it.
Next property, 602 West 2nd Street, cause number 18091915, initial hearing September 19th, 2018. We have a report from our inspector.
West 2nd Street, I was contacted by a friend of the owner's, I believe, who's going to try to, foundation man that was going to, knows him very, very well, and was possibly going to try to help him, but then I was also contacted by a potential another owner that I believe is here. I don't know where we stand on it. This is one that we've been waiting on a plan, a comprehensive plan of what we're going to, a 90-day plan.
You haven't received it yet?
We have some information from somebody, representatives here today on where they're going to go with that, if they're going to be able to get that for us.
Yeah, we do have the owner here, I believe, to talk on this property. We have not, only we've had contact since the last meeting.
Good morning, I'm John Hudgens. I own the property at 602. Good
morning.
Kind of hold the hand out for everybody here. I emailed one to Terry on my way here.
Okay.
change there. I'm going to send one to Terry by. Okay, basically there's a copy of a plan that I put together that I think is a viable plan that I can work with, live with, forward. I did include copies of two quotes to do foundation work. One of them is for doing partial foundation, just doing the perimeter beam. The other one is more complete, and then there's also one for the roofing as well. The repair list on there, and then kind of what I've done in the past. Everything you see there has pretty much been cleaned up, especially all the stuff on the drive. I've gotten all of that out of there now. Yesterday, in fact, I hauled the last load to the dump. I don't know. The proposal that I have there, I think, is pretty self-explanatory. I've struggled with this thing because, as I've said before, the foundation thing I knew was going to be expensive. It's going to be $15,000 minimum to get that thing back in order, and I have one in there for $22,500. It's just going to be expensive. The roofing, I've got the bid in there as well, which I noted that does not include decking, which is going to have to be done. There's six layers of roofing on there on top of the wood shake, so there's no telling how much weight is there, which is probably going to help the foundation, I guess. At least I'm told it would. But foundation is going to take a lot. It's going to take a lot of work. And it's not going to be an overnight process. That's why I've tried to be realistic in my proposal.
Well, I think part of the concern for inspectors are, and I realize we're addressing property on 2nd Street where Mr. Hudgens lives. Code enforcement is also dealing with issues on that property that is a very slow cleanup. What little that's been done on this property has taken 2 or 3 months to really not to get very, very much done. This is a secondary home. That's not his primary place of residence. From our history, I don't know if he can get all of this done in a 360-day plan.
Right.
And I'm not here to guarantee that I can. If you've dealt with these old homes, they're full of holes. I mean, you get into them, and what you think you've got to do one thing, you end up doing 6 or 7 before you get to that one. Now, the issues that you just spoke of as far as code at my house, I got a citation there, never got an email returned to my request to come out and tell me what's wrong. So now I'm putting up a fence around the house. And I've cleaned and done. But, I mean, if somebody doesn't return my calls or my emails and tell me what needs to be done, it's kind of a shot in the dark. So I had to have legal representation on that one. But I'm here to work. I mean, I want to do it, but I'm not a magician. I can't make this stuff happen overnight. This piece of property right here was in a lot worse condition than I expected it to be. And it's going to take a lot of work, and it's just going to take time. It's a nice old house, and it's a classic house in a classic neighborhood. I don't want to tear it down.
The issue right now is, you know, obviously foundation needs to come first before anything else does. And the longer we go on, should this foundation take a whole year to to change, there's no telling what other problems can happen with the remainder of the house in that time frame. Then our problem could be an even larger one. So
yeah, unfortunately, everything on your 30 to 60, 60 to 120, and 120 to 80, there is stuff on there that the foundation could mess up.
Mm-hmm.
When you shift the house, you know, I mean, the siding and stuff, you know, that could have a new problem. And, you know, I'd hate for you to do all of that work and then have to redo everything that you've done because of the foundation. So, you know, I mean, you're gonna have to figure out how to do the foundation first.
That's always the key. Do the foundation, then do the roof, and then
Right.
And I understand that completely. The only reason those other items are there is, like I've said before, I've spoken to all the neighbors, and really they want to see it just cleaned up. They don't want an eyesore in the neighborhood. So if I've got to put some paint on there and replace a few boards a little bit later and pull them off, put it back, that's no big deal. And then I want to work on the foundation as I go. But that foundation thing, I mean, it's a mess.
Well, our issue is not what the neighbors want to see, because not fixing the foundation is just going to prolong this problem. You can fix it now and patch it here and there, but that over long term is going to cost money. And then once that is actually addressed, there's still no guarantee that we won't see problems with the structure. We're not concerned right now with what the neighbors want to see. We're concerned with getting this foundation fixed. So that needs to be what happens first, or, you know, if it's not feasible, look at doing something different with this property. I don't know that assessing penalties is going to help anything along, other than to push you into making a decision. I know you're trying to work with us. You're sending a plan here.
Is it a money issue on why the foundation has to wait?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I assume.
Absolutely.
Are you still considering selling the property?
That's a consideration if somebody comes along and offers to buy it at a reasonable price. But, you know, so far, the original lady that was going to buy it was going to buy it at what I felt like was a reasonable price for a piece of property in that neighborhood. Then I get somebody that comes along and wants to offer me $25,000. Well, I've been paying taxes on that thing at $52,000.
Mm.
Now, if I knock it down, then it's going to be dirt value, and every taxing entity is going to take a hit on the income coming from it. I don't want to knock it down. I bought it to eventually live in.
Right. So we would, when we assign civil penalties, It's to hurry this along to ensure compliance. We wish that it would be voluntary. You have shown up to all these meetings. I would like to, in the next 30 days, see if the foundation is going to be feasible, and if not, look at selling it, listing it, something to that effect, or find a new plan to make this work, because the foundation's got to be done. That's all there is to it. I don't want to assess penalties right now. I'd rather just ask that you come up with a plan, a solution to either get the foundation done or, you know, get rid of it if it's not feasible to do. I move that we grant 30 days for the owner to come up with a solution and decide what he prefers to do with the property. Until May 15th, 2019.
But in the meantime, make sure you go ahead and work on getting it more cleaned up so the neighbors are happy. But I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. So in the next 30 days, just look it over, maybe get more estimates on the foundation, or look at lists on the property. We've got to get this one moving along. It's just, it's been here too long, and we can't keep it here and kick the can down the road. Right.
It's not what?
We would have to assess penalties if we don't finally, you know, come up with a solution here.
Okay.
So.
And we don't want to see it deteriorate further, because that won't benefit you in any way.
Right, and I don't either. It's just that's why I made the point in there about the foundation. I mean, that falls within the whole thing. I mean, it's just going to take a long time. That's why I wanted to do those minor things as I go so it looks better in the neighborhood. It's not an eyesore, and I work on the foundation as I go. But, I mean,
if the foundation's not done first, all the things that you do up until that point can very well be undone later. That's the idea behind getting that out of the way.
Sure, I understand.
So, anyway.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, next property, 508 West Lone Star. Call is number 18081511. Initial hearing, August 15, 2018. The inspectors have a...
Well, just talk to me whenever I go by to get the progress pictures. I haven't been called on any inspections. Do not have a renewal required building permit. And they've started work on foundation.
Here
you can see... That
top of phase three.
Back door, standing open, working on it. They started working on the foundation. We do need to do an inspection on that before it's all covered up. Whenever they say they're finished with the foundation, they haven't covered enough of it yet to hurt anything. The one thing I did see that will have to be undone is they started underpinning it with OSB, and they can't use that material for underpinning. It's going to rot just virtually immediately, soak up water. So it would have something else would have to be done on the underpinning. We'll wait and see what the owners have to say here.
We have a representative.
Ed Sharkey, represent MK3 Group, LLC. I'm like a project manager for them. We did do the foundation work. It took a while to get the permit and get going, but it did get finished this past Saturday. Done some work on the back building. It has disconnected the electric, pulled out the water heater, things that were inside of it, couch, refrigerator. It's all gotten into the dumpster, taken about two roll-offs. Out of there, and it's the first that I heard about the OSB being an issue, so we'll have to address that, but you know, the plan was to do the rough plumbing and decking and roof next.
That would be, you get the plumber to pull their plumbing permit, they might have already got it, but if they have their plumbing permit, I can go in and inspect the rough plumbing and the foundation at the same time. I have no problem with that. Obviously, then we can deck after that. So,
you want to go ahead and do the foundation?
I can, either way. From what I saw while I was there, I know it looks to be pretty good. I didn't do a thorough inspection. So if you want to get the plumber in there to do the rough plumbing, I'll come in and look at it. I've got to see the rough plumbing anyway. Can't deck before I look at that.
Right, but we'd prefer to get approval on the foundation. So didn't realize the order of events with the inspections. But
I can come look at it all. When do you anticipate having the plumber in there to plumb it?
That's next. But like I said, I would like to get the foundation approved.
We can do that. I get it today or tomorrow, because obviously it's a holiday long weekend. We're not here, but if we can get in there today or tomorrow to look at that, we can do that, and then that way you get...
Is there anything else I need to do then, or is it going to go ahead and happen?
I'll go ahead and set it up.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, just keep doing what you're doing. Just maintain constant contact with our inspectors. They'll point you in the right direction, keep things like this from happening. I'm good with 30 days just to...
Makes sense. Right,
progress as long as we keep moving. I'll entertain a motion.
I motion to grant the property owner 30 days until May 15, 2019 to complete repairs.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? All right. We'll see you in 30 days. Thanks.
Thank Next property, 304 Eastland. Call is number 1-804-1804. Initial hearing, April the 18th of 2018. Inspectors have a recommendation on this.
On this property, my recommendation is they've been making progress on it. It's slow. It's going to take time. I would have no problem at all with this. In fact, that's with the inspectors, and I'll follow through and make sure that it all gets completed. I do have a little left to do, obviously. I would have no problem with that. This is just going to take time, but they are working on it and making progress.
We have an owner here to speak.
Y les traigo pruebas de que la pinté.
He has brought images where.
Okay, so he's painting it.
El electricista, pues no me ha ido a terminar.
And he's just waiting on the electrician to go finish up.
Okay.
And they had the service built on it, so we're getting pretty close. I'm having a problem.
What do we lack here?
Yeah, just basically the interior finish out. I mean, you know, to do the finish work on the interior.
Okay.
Lo de adentro.
Oh, lo de adentro, no.
That picture was taken.
Oh, yeah. It went away. It went off. But it looks good.
Okay.
I motion.
I across the street from it, the right there. I mean, I never have. I don't have no trouble getting a hold of
them. Sure. All right.
I motion that we release this property back to the inspectors.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
That would be for 202 Madison.
He said he didn't want to, he just wanted to listen. Next property, 208 Warren. Call is number 1712-2039. Initial hearing, December 20th, 2017. No report from the inspectors.
This property is, they've made really a lot of progress over this last, since the last time they were on the set of hearing, I believe it's just 30 days. The electrician has got in and got the panel box on the inside, changed out. They've got the majority of the tile laid in it. Just some finish work left to do, and this is the same scenario. I have no problem releasing inspectors in, because we're really close.
It looks a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
We have a owner here. Present.
She says she just wants to be
Sure. My name is Maria Escobar.
Hi.
And my husband is the one that's been working in the house. And I know this very slowly, but he works all the time. And any chance he has, he been, you know, pretty much he do everything. And y'all been giving me time, and I know that. But still, we need to have it. You know, he needs to do details around the house.
Right, we're good with the way it is. It's come a long way. I mean, we're happy with it.
It's kind of a big house too. That's why. And
y'all's plans are to live in this one, by correct room.
No.
I know you discussed it back and forth, but you're getting what we're suggesting today. What I'm suggesting to the commission is for them to release it back to me, and you stay in contact so that we can get it finished, and you won't have to come back before the board if they agree with that.
I move that we release the property at 208 Warren Street to the inspectors.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Next property, 406 Elmo, cause number 17111537. Initial hearing, November 15th, 2017. We have some report from the inspectors here.
Yeah, we did finally get the foundation completed. We got an inspection from the engineer, said the foundation is good. There has been electrical rough wiring done inside the house. We've met with Jerry Lee and Brother Dennis. They have a plan to repair, so we're finally making some progress on this. The property's still being mowed and maintained, so we should give them time to complete their repairs.
We have a representative here for this property.
Yes. Dear Lee, back again. I'm riding this morning. Well, I got the electrician. He finished. He said he checked out with the inspector. Gonna get a plumber today. I don't know when he can start tomorrow. I hope for next week and get him started. And the contractor, he's still low. He's doing work, but I guess a little slow. I went by that this morning, but he's making good progress. But he had to do some walls for the electrician so he could get his wiring in. And they told me once he get his roof, which he said he got it finished, I'm trying to get some power turned on.
Okay. What I explained to them, your brother, I believe, the other day I was there, typically, we won't release power to the structure itself until we have all fixtures in, like plugs, outlets, lights. And if they want to go ahead and get power, they can set a temporary pole, and I'll release power to that to give them electricity to work with. So we're kind of whichever way. I know the general contractor that he's using, he was there the day I was there looking at the road wiring. I've worked behind him, inspected behind him before. He said he'll get it done. Can you use them?
Okay.
And that, I went by there this morning. I'm going to cut that grass. Still too high. Hope it don't rain on me. Do a little cleaning up around there.
Okay.
Stay out of the hell.
You think? You recommend 30 days or 60?
Recommend 60 days. It's going to take a little while.
Yeah.
You got to get the plumber in there and then get a lot of brick repair now that the foundation's done, as you can see.
Yeah, if we see substantial movement.
Yeah, I agree.
I motion we grant the property owner 60 days until June 19th, 2019 to complete repairs.
Okay.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. I'll be back next month.
Nope, not till June 19th.
Okay. Skip a month.
You can come if you want.
Here. I'm going to be here anyway. I'm just saying, I have to come to here.
May 15th, we'll be here. You won't have to be here, but you.
Still, that drops.
Thank you.
Next property, 1601 North Brazos, calls number 17031511. Initial hearing, March 15th, 2017.
The property is getting very near completion. My recommendation is to release it back to the inspector's office. So you'll see in some of the pictures there. The engineer paint's done now that he has four coverings. Not all of them are installed yet, but they are on site. Plumbing fixtures are on site. New kitchen cabinets have already been installed. You can see there. So, he's been very good about staying in contact with me. Once we got this one going in the right direction, I don't think it's taken long to complete it, so I recommend Bruce.
We have a representative here.
Looking good.
Good morning. Cesar Sanchez.
Morning.
Morning.
Yes, like Richard was saying, we're pretty much getting on the last part of completing, doing the finishing, and little trim, and throwing the flooring down. I've already got the floor at the house, and plumber's supposed to be in there this week to install the fixtures.
Looks good.
Looks really good.
I move that we release the property at 1601 North Brazos to the inspectors.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right, so just establish contact with them, maintain it until you finish it out. Thank you so much.
All right, next property, 110 Peacock, calls number 15081903, initial hearing, August 19, 2015. Can you speak on that, Molly?
My name is Neil Walker. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
The local pastor attempted to sell this property, and the purchaser was going to demolish the structure. Problem was is that they filled out the contract and they tried to sell it, but it wasn't in Cleburne's name, so it stopped the process. And then we were notified. We weren't aware that it even had a problem until a couple through 3 weeks ago. So I've got a new contract. It's been signed by both parties, and we expect for it to close in about 30 days.
Okay. So then we'll just
give it 30 days
to make sure. Yeah.
All right.
Out of here.
I move that we grant 30 days until May 15, 2019, to establish contact with the new owner and proceed.
And for the sale to close? Within 30?
Yes.
Great. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We have a new owner, too. Thank you.
Next property, 1108 West Kilpatrick. Calls number 15081901. Initial hearing, August 19, 2015. Updates?
On this one, I do know they have the exterior structure painted now, and I believe representative here to give us, we've been waiting on some things on this as far as plan, what the plan was, the long-term plan.
Morning.
Good
morning.
Lori Ward. Last but not least, we do have an as-built drawing now and plan of what it is, so that would help us move forward. It's a slow process. We did have it painted. We're keeping the grounds up. We did remove the shed. I mean, we're making some progress. But it's a slow process getting bids because they vary from here to here and trying to figure out who's, you know, just overpricing and who's the good guys and who's going to do the work in a timely manner, that kind of thing. So the next thing that the city told me was to get the as-built, which we just got that last week. And we're going to move forward with the same plans that I mentioned before, which was the front two wings, and I've got it here. If you want to, I don't know if they want to see it. Retail office space as needed. Hollow the, make the shell, and then the two wings going back would be pretty much the same the way it is now with office suites, like an office suite.
Miley, what did we require at the previous meeting?
We required that she have her 9-day plan.
Okay. Okay. And of course, your plan, you've managed to get estimates?
We've got a lot of estimates, and they range quite a bit. So.
Okay, and have you acquired a surety bond?
No.
The amount of the job? Okay.
No, because when I go to the city, they can't even tell me how to do it or what it is.
Okay.
I don't think they're up on the details of that yet.
Okay.
So. Well, I spoke with you the other day, and we discussed that that would have to be done at our office because we're the ones that have to.
Okay, so when I talked to Shane and the other guys here, they weren't sure how to move forward with that. So I need to. First, this is what they told me, get the as-built, and then try to proceed with a plan.
Right, so I...
Surety bond,
ideally, what you'll want to do is, once you've got your estimates, you can determine the price of the whole project, right? So once that's available, you would want to get a surety bond with a penalty amount of what the city would determine, which is usually the cost of the job, and a bond can be taken care of through usually any insurance company. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take very long. Takes about 30 minutes to knock out. But getting the estimates together is the first step, which
right.
You know, I've already done. Doesn't have to be spot on. You might decide to go a different way with it. What this does for us is vet the financing and allow us to determine whether or not your outfit can afford to do the job, which... we're happy with what's been happening. It's looking better and better each time.
Well, I think from the 10 months I've had it, there's been a lot more progress in the 4 or 5 years it's been
right.
Abandoned or whatever it was. I don't even know the background.
Yeah, it's a lot better. And also now you have a for real plan. Yeah, I mean, you've settled in on, okay, this is what we're going to do. So, no, I think that's great.
All right, so I think we should do is... Allow 30 days for her to get a, you know, get a bond together. Right, the city would establish the amount of the bond, which would allow you to go get one. Once that's together, we can determine, you know, if the funding is there. Once that's completed, we just need to keep seeing you work at this until we check off enough to release this property.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the deal here is we want it to no longer be substandard. Once it's no longer substandard, you move forward and take as much time as you need. You know, at the end of the day, we just need to see all the negligent items checked off.
Considered not substandard. Like
those folks right there are the ones that will tell you what we lack. So I'll go ahead and make a motion that we grant the owner 30 days until May 15th, 2019 to get with the city and obtain a surety bond in the amount of the cost of the job as determined by the city and to continue repairs.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right.
Okay.
Well, Laurie, if you could just continue to contact one of us, we should make sure
Next property will be back on the first page, 202 Madison Street, calls number 19032009, initial hearing, March
20th, 2019. We met on Monday, I believe, the general previous already purchased the property now.
He has not purchased the property.
Well, he was looking at purchasing it. We did generate a repair list, and I did get it sent to him. So we'll see what he has to say here.
I think he was wanting to know what the process would be before he made the final decision on purchasing of the property.
You want to talk about the property?
Morning.
My name is Omar Valencia.
¿Estás pensando en comprar la propiedad?
Sí, today is the closing.
So today is the closing date?
Yeah.
And before you close, you're just trying to figure out what the board is going to have.
Get a copy of the repair list?
Yeah.
Really, like we discussed it not the field is any against the wall here with the closing date being today. He needed to try to get him the repairs as quick as we could so that he could possibly either get bids or find out, you know, start making some decision on piece of this. It needs a complete redo on the foundation and the roof. And then, of course, all the other necessary repairs through the house. New electrical service, having to be on it. Chances are total rewire, definitely on all the electrical service. So there's extensive damage to it. He was there with us. He saw that. So.
¿Vas a comprar la casa? Porque dice que van a necesitar nuevo foundation, ¿verdad? Todo nuevo roof.
Sí.
Dice que está seguro lo que, ¿verdad? Lo que.
Sí, ya tengo la lista. La pregunta es, ahorita a ver varios long y bueno.
Necesito saber qué tanto tiempo te van a dar para arreglar todo.
Sí, yo no sé si tengo tiempo. Let me see. Like I said, I already did a couple loans. I already sold my truck. So for some reason, these few days I don't have a job. A friend of mine, because on Monday I was short on the amount for the house. I only have 26. They asked me for 35. So a friend of mine borrowed me another $10,000. So now I had the way to pay off the house. But now and then I gotta start working on the loan. So I don't have the.
He's worried about the time frame that y'all are gonna give him to do all these repairs with these things that have happened.
How long do you think it will take you?
About a year, or I don't know. Because, like I said, I don't want to have the funds to pay someone to do. I got friends that they offer me to do the electricity and the plumbing because Miley told me like needs to be someone with a license.
Mm-hmm.
So a friend of mine, he might help me with that.
What are our issues with the property here? What's
window side? I mean, once you get the foundation done.
Okay.
It's probably going to be a matter of we're talking the whole roof because this guy holds it literally, so I'm sure the decking and obviously the foundation would be a lot of deflection is happening. Have the foundation done by somebody who knows what they're doing and get it leveled properly for it.
So, what we're looking at here essentially is it's going to be a pretty large upfront cost because the foundation needs to come first. If we go beyond 90 days, we need to we'll usually require that you prove you have the funds to actually complete the job in a timely manner. So a year is a very long time away. We like to see these projects wrapped up, you know, usually within a 3-month span tops. So.
Yeah, but it's, somebody has to do it, or I can do it by myself, or it's got to be a company. Like, this is my first time buying it, so I ignore everything. So. I don't know.
We'll inspect it. I mean, it's a pyramid house. It can be done by somebody that's not a professional foundation company, but it's got to be done properly. What we could do is give you the parameters for that, and he could probably do it, but he's going to have the equipment, you know, the jacks and so forth to be able to do. Other than that, it's just getting the blocking right, getting it all done properly.
There's going to be a large cost associated with getting done what needs to be done, and if these things aren't handled in a timely manner, the commission can, if they decide to, assign civil penalties for it not being completed. That being the case, I don't know that I would jump the gun on purchasing a project that's with us that would require so much financial commitment on the front end.
Unless you think you can get it done in 90-ish days.
Right. So.
It was kind of my thinking. We met him out there. I know he's up against the wall today. Just to go back to the seller and say, look, I've got to get do more research and possibly even try to get him to accept a lower price on so that some of that money can go towards some of the repairs.
Right.
It is what it is. It's extensive.
Okay. Él te está diciendo que necesitas ver que tienes, estás comprando, estás pagando tanto dinero por ese terreno, y luego en 90 días van a querer ellos, sí, pero el Señor te está diciendo que tú puedes ir para atrás, a lo mejor si todavía quieres seguir haciendo esto, y dile, ¿sabes qué? Te doy tanto dinero porque me va a costar tanto dinero para arreglar esta casa. Pero ellos te aconsejan, si no crees que tienes, vas a tener suficiente dinero para hacerlo, que lo piensas antes de que te metas en en algo así.
Porque on Monday, the neighbor on this house, he comes out and told me, Barbara is selling the house for $20,000, and this company selling me for $36,000. So, they kind of lied on me because they said, we're working on that, we put the electricity. But the neighbor, he said, no, the Barbara, he's working on the electricity. So the guys, the company told me, no, we don't have time to fix it.
¿Es el que te la va a financiar?
Yo pienso que sí, es.
Okay. Apparently the owner is Barbara Coburn, and that I guess this real estate company or whoever's doing the paperwork, he just found out that Barbara was offering the house for $20,000. And the contract actually lists 35.
What's the name of the company?
It says, ¿qué's el número? One Green Brick.
I think so.
Okay. Right.
If the deal was 20, I'd want 20.
Yeah.
You don't have to close.
Dice que vayas para atrás y dice, ¿sabes qué? Necesito un tiempo para fijarme lo que estás. Y tú necesitas asegurarte que lo que estás haciendo, porque si él te está pidiendo 20, los 15 los puedes agarrar tú y te invertir en la casa.
Y'all can get with him and explain to him what needs to be done in the property. So I'd
say we just give him 30 days and let him see what he wants to work out.
Yep.
So, agreed.
I make a motion that we give the owner 30 days to make sure that he really wants to purchase the property, and then at that point he can come back and
talk about it.
Sell the property.
Seller, yeah, we grant
right,
the property.
This isn't the owner.
Yes, okay. Yes. The potential owner.
Okay, so say that one more time.
Okay. I make a motion that we give the potential owner 30 days to make sure that he really wants to purchase the property and then come back.
We're not trying.
That sound
Can we do it that
way? Do we want to discuss this more first? Yeah.
Well, he doesn't have to write with you.
Right. Okay.
We need to really.
Maybe you need to say.
I got you. Here. I move that we grant the owner 30 days until May 15, 2019 to either sell the property or.
Show up.
Yeah. Come back and address how they choose to proceed and complete repairs.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Yeah, the motion, I was making it on the wrong person.
<laughs> <laughs> 30 days, okay.
Yeah. Sounds like to me 50% closing costs.
Do you guys want a quick break?
Yes, I need one.
We only have, okay.
I can't make it. I'll go fast.
Okay.
Baby.
Good night. I'm not excited about that. Spring's here.
So ready to get back started?
All right. Let's do it. It's 11 o'clock.
Next property, 605 Sabine, cause number 1902-2006. Initial hearing, February 20th, 2019. We have anything on this?
This property, so it was deemed over 51% deteriorated initially, condition of the property. Our recommendation would be to give them 30 days to have the structure removed or demolished, because it's, I don't think it's a repairable structure. I don't know if we have anybody, here to speak on it today.
We don't have anybody to...
Was this the one that was sold for $5,000?
Yes. And then it was again resold since then.
Oh, I just remembered. Carla texted me that the representative attorney for Mr. Ruiz was supposed to attend today, and he had death in the family.
There was an issue with the new owner buying it. What was it?
What's your question?
The new owner that just bought it. Well, you've been dealing with a lawyer for him.
Yeah, the fellow that bought this works on the grounds crew for this attorney lawyer's firm. And attorney contacted me and said, "Well, the guy bought it. Nobody had told him that it was posted in the building and standards process." So we have talked several times, you know, telling him what the Building Standards Commission expects. So, and I had already told them on the first contact that we had already declared it over 51% deteriorated, where we could condemn it, order it to be removed. He agreed. Then talked to him last Thursday. He said the owner said that he could get the house habitable $20,000. And I told him, I said, of course, it's not up for me to tell him yes or no, but I don't see them getting it anywhere close to $20,000. So if we allow them to work on this house, we're going to have an ongoing issue with progress and being able to lease it, not release it. So I think our suggestion is to 30 days with a plan to remove, to demolish. this point in time don't allow any permits to be issued. I'd like to see the electricity disconnected.
I'd say 30 days to demolish and clean up. So, I mean, we're playing the ring around game on this.
Right.
The structure is a health, safety, and fire hazard, in my opinion. I mean, it needs to go. It's nasty. I don't, there's anything, especially for $20,000. I mean, it's just.
Well, we're going to allow them to start with that kind of plan. We're going to have problems for 10 months.
Does the commission have any opposition to that?
No.
Well, nobody has shown up to argue anything different.
So you spoke with the attorney that represents the owner?
And he wanted to make sure it was clear that he does not represent the owner.
Oh, okay.
It's a friend thing.
Okay. Yeah.
The owner was.
So he wasn't threatening to get an injunction or something if we try to demolish it?
No, he is in agreement. He's actually doing some research on the company that sold the property to his friend because they didn't disclose the fact that it was posted.
Yep.
But this is the recent owner, so we would have to get a court order first before we actually order any penalty.
Right, but we can order him to remove the house and bring the grounds to sanitary condition in 30 days, whether or not they do it, then we can decide what to do with it next month.
Right.
I motion that we grant the property owner 30 days to remove the structure and bring the grounds to a sanitary condition until May 15th, 2019.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Also, the deal on the electricity. Do we want to make an order on that to disconnect?
I
want to
amend the motion. What do we need to say that the city can disconnect the electricity? So add city can. I motion we amend the motion to add city can disconnect the electricity to this property.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Okay. Next property, 313 Northwood, calls number 18091916. Initial hearing September 19th, 2018.
This property is very near completion. They were taking and bidding it on the inside whenever I was in there on Monday getting this set of pictures. My recommendation is to release the inspectors also because they've made tremendous progress over the last couple of months, and his plan is to move into this property because his business is local and he lives currently in town. So, putting the money he put into it, that's what he's told me. His plan is to get it finished as soon as possible and move it down here closer to where the business is.
I motion we release this property to inspectors.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
All right. Next property, 135 Columbia. Cause number 17101832. Initial hearing October 18th, 2017. I believe we have a new owner on this property. We've already begun work on it.
We have a new owner that's local here. He has subcontractors that he uses regularly. He does a lot of work here in town, addition, remodels, and so forth. Even building some new homes. My recommendation would be 60 days. He's already been down in the basement yesterday and picked up his building permit. This one will start making progress down. We'll see something happen.
Okay. This was the one where we had the restraining order and all that other. And she managed to sell it?
Yes.
Okay.
Make a motion we give the new owner 60 days to complete repairs.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
At this time, the city has no further properties.
All right. If we have no further business, then it's 11:08. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We were pretty close. I probably could have held it, Gary.
Pardon?
I probably could have made it. I didn't know we were that close.
I was messing with you.
I'll see you guys in a month, I think. Let's see if I'll be here next month.